welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. Join me as I share my small farm journey on Vancouver Island and connect with other female farmers about how to grow beautiful food, manage a farm, and feed our communities. Hello, and welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. This month, we are talking all about farmers markets, and today's mini episode is focused on customer service at farmers markets. As a farmer, you can have amazing product, a beautiful display, but if your service is subpar, then you could be missing out on potential sales. Especially because you are likely not the only vendor with your type of product, and so customers have a choice when they are shopping at a market. While it may seem obvious, customer service is definitely something to put some thought into and to create a strategy. For many, serving customers at a market is second nature, but there are some key steps to serving people well. I am pretty passionate about customer service and have worked in some form of service my entire career. I have worked in food and beverage, hospitality, in roles such as management and human resources. I've been an entrepreneur for 12 years and managing our farm for 2 years. I've been vending at markets for 12 years, but I have also owned a restaurant and general store, a gourmet food company, and now manage our farm store, market operation, and CSA program. I am a big believer in farmers markets and the potential they have to build healthier communities. In fact, I joined the board of our farmers market in 2021 because I'm so passionate about the role they play in agriculture and our community. Perhaps the most important reason to have excellent service is integrity. We put so much into growing and making great products. It would be a shame for them to not sell because we are not dialed in on how best to serve our customers. Along with integrity is authenticity. Farmers really care about what they do. Otherwise, we would not do it. Let's face it, this job is a calling and takes so much dedication that every farmer really believes in what they're doing. Presenting your farm with integrity and authenticity really just requires you to be yourself, to share what you love about what you do, and to genuinely care about your customers. Beyond values, excellent customer service will also build sales. While I don't believe that should be our first reason to have good service, and if it is, it will be obvious to your customers and probably not work well, it is important to acknowledge that serving people well is how to sell your product. People usually feel cringy at the thought of talking about selling and sales strategies. It brings back bad 80s ads and shoulder pads for me. But the truth is, when you are delivering excellent service, you are indeed selling. Customers are quite savvy and sensitive. Time and time again, what customers care most about, before price, is that they want to believe in your product, they want to feel good about buying it. While we know that when we sell vegetables, we are selling an essential item that is nutritious, etc., etc., what we are really selling is how it makes people feel. I noticed this especially last year with our CSA program. People loved being a part of it. People loved discovering new vegetables. People loved the recipes and conversations when they picked up their box. None of those things really had anything to do with our exceptional tomatoes or the variety of our garlic. It really wasn't about the lettuce that I selected from the seed catalog for various qualities and patiently grew from seed starting in winter and watered and washed and tended to until it was a perfect head of mini lettuce. At the end of the day, customers are buying a feeling. In that brief moment when we interact with a customer at a market, it is our opportunity to determine how they want to feel and how we can meet that need with our products. Of course, a beautiful display with gorgeous product will help, but in that moment, I am the reason they will buy the product. When I attended my first market 12 years ago, I was at a market with about 25 other vendors. I was incredibly nervous and felt quite intimidated by the seasoned pros who surrounded me. When my first customer walked up to my table and I greeted them and I started a conversation, they bought something, and I was excited that they were my first sale. Before they left, they told me that they had walked around the whole market and I was the first person to greet them. In that moment, I realized that my service experience was such an asset for me. Sure, there were a lot of talented people with great products there, but if they weren't willing to greet people and make conversation, they simply wouldn't sell. I notice this now when I go to markets as a customer. I really pay attention to the vendors who are interested in talking to customers versus those who seem uncomfortable or just uninterested. One other service aspect I pay attention to is if people are kind to children. Farmers markets are naturally a great place for children, and I think that the kids who grow up going to markets are going to be the ones who really get how important it is to shop local, eat local food, know the person who grew your food, and connect with how food is really grown. We have had a few instances of disastrous service that my kids have received at markets, and it's reminded me why it is so important to treat children with kindness when we're serving families at farmers markets. Simply greeting people as they walk past or walk up to your stall and making conversation is really essential. People feel awkward if they're being ignored. You don't have to sell, but certainly please be friendly and be welcoming. Sometimes customers will know exactly what they're looking for and ask for it or pick it up right away. Just because the customer has now committed to buying, it doesn't mean you stop serving. At this point, you can talk about how you like to prepare that vegetable and include another ingredient on your table. I am always talking about how I like to saute sliced patty pan squash, and it's so good with garlic and thyme. And there you go. You've designed a dish for your customer, and you've made their life easier. And if we are thinking about how we want to make them feel, making life easier is possibly one of the best service strategies ever. It works for basically everything, except for, well, things that don't really make your life easier. But you can insert healthier or simpler for easier. Most people feel short on time and perhaps, you know, they don't have a love of cooking or they don't have time for it. Or even if they do love it, they are always interested in new ideas and recipes. And if you can make one suggestion to bring ease into their life, then you are doing a fantastic job serving them. Food really should be easy, and somehow it's gotten really complicated. The great part about customers who regularly shop at farmers markets is that they are already sold on eating in season and eating simply. From meat lovers to vegans, market customers share one thing in common. They love food, and they want it to be fresh. One strategy I use is that I share how I like to cook different vegetables. People often eat the same thing every week, even for the knowledgeable market customer. They probably get into a habit of buying the same thing. Offering a suggestion of something a little different, something that's incredibly nutritious or versatile, is a great way to inspire your customers to try something new. We do this with zucchini. At the farm, we have our annual zucchini fest. And then we also take crate loads of zucchini to the market. We sell it in multiples, and then we talk all day about how much potassium is in zucchini, all the different ways we prepare it, and we are always amazed by how many people are excited about their bag of zucchini that they're going to turn into muffins and stir fries and pasta. We manage to get people really excited to cook with zucchini. So if we can do that with zucchini, you can do that with everything you grow too. I would say my go-to talking point is telling people what I love, and it is always genuine. I will talk about my favorite tomato variety, or my favorite squash, or my favorite mini lettuce, or my favorite herb. It's an easy way to share something about our products in a genuine way that isn't pushy. but it makes people feel good as we discuss our love of pesto or canning or wherever the conversation goes. It also opens up the customer to sharing something, and this is key. This is an opportunity for you to be interested in them, listen to them, and be curious about them. People want to feel heard and be seen, and this is a great way to do it. And finally, my last tip, share a good story. Having stories about your farm or how you started or why you chose a specific variety of a vegetable is all so great. People love to hear something personal, but also love to feel like they are supporting something special. Customers really love to feel like they are supporting someone's dream. This has never been more evident than the crowdfunding model. People literally give money for little to nothing in return simply because they believe in the creator. I have found that farmers market customers are similar. They really believe in what we are doing and really want to show their support. One market we attend is quite small, but surprisingly, it is lucrative. Part of that is that the customers really walk to every stall and spend money along the way. They are saying they believe in us, they believe in local agriculture and want to see more of it. When you can confidently share your story with them, they will support you and they will share your story for you. Everyone has their own style, and I encourage you to be mindful about your approach to service this season. Be sure to train your staff and family so that everyone feels confident representing your farm and sharing your story. The connections we make with customers at the market are so rewarding and really inspiring. I hope that you'll experience that this year. Thank you so much for listening, and please join me over on Instagram at A Year on the Farm. You can also visit my farm website, gatherfarmandkitchen.com, for more information about our farm and to sign up for our email newsletter. There are several ways you can support the podcast too. You can leave a positive review and rating on Apple, which helps other people find the podcast. And don't forget, beautiful food is in your future. Thank you for listening to A Year on the Farm today. Don't forget, new episodes arrive every Tuesday anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can also connect with our community on Instagram at A Year on the Farm and visit our website at gatherfarmandkitchen.com to learn more about our farm and to sign up for our email newsletter. Please remember, beautiful food is in your future.